Campus and Careers, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Comfortable with a changing world. On March 23, 2009, the citizens of Ann Arbor, Michigan picked up their daily newspaper and learned of its impending demise. Advance Publications announced that it was closing the Ann Arbor News, founded in 1835, and replacing it with AnnArbor.com, a community website complemented with a new print product 2 days a week. If there were ever a place this might be expected to cause consternation, it's Ann Arbor. The city is home to one of the country's celebrated public ivies, the University of Michigan. It has a highly educated population, with almost half of the adults in surrounding Washtenaw County having earned at least a bachelor's degree. And it boasts that there are more books sold per capita here than any other U.S. city, an apocryphal statistic that hangs on the lips of many an Ann Arborite. Besides, the News had been a part of life here for 174 years. How could the town that prides itself on being Michigan's intellectual hub be without a daily newspaper? Surely there would be protests. But a funny thing happened on the way to the barricades. Nothing. From the university dorms to the Chamber of Commerce to the City Hall, the news of the News's demise was met not only with acceptance, but also with something a lot like pride. Mayor John Heftje saw it as proof that Ann Arbor was boldly charging ahead while others futilely tried to hold on to the past. My view is, it was inevitable in one of the most web-savvy cities in the country anywhere, he said. I think we're going to be on the leading edge of the wave learning how to cope with this, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it puts us ahead of the game, because everybody else is going to go through this as far as I can tell. Down the street at the chamber, President Jesse Bernstein saw it as a kind of compliment. The Newhouse folks picked Ann Arbor to be the model of the future, he said, referring to Advance's owning family, a force in American publishing since the 1920s. Jane Coaston, a Michigan student headed off for a career as a journalist, greeted the development with disdain for the newspaper. Nobody reads the news anyway. The voice of a community for the better part of 200 years announces that it's shutting down, and no one seems troubled by it? Why? Because Ann Arbor, driven by research and a constant...